Okay, so e holo mo anaka ho, going forward, yeah? So this is item H, Howard Hughes Corporation's Block 6A and Block 6B project, Kaka'ako, Honolulu, Ahupua'a, Honolulu, Kona District, O'ahuni, TMK's Kahi Lua, Kolu, Ole Ole Kolu, Ole Lua Lua, Ole Yono, Lima, Ole Iva Kolu, and Ole Iva Ha, Heku Kakuka discussions. Hi, Matt.
Hello. Aloha.
Welcome again.
Aloha. Thank you for your patience. Again, this is the third of four things I'll speak to you about today. The next two are both for the Howard Hughes Corporation. These are, again, informational presentations for projects that are going forward. We're just looking for your mana'o, a chance to kind of use the OIBC forum as a little bit of public outreach and definitely let you guys know about the project before it starts. So we're talking about a development of blocks 6A and 6B for Howard Hughes. The USGS you can see is here. For reference, this is Ward Avenue here, and this is the Blaisdell Center here. We're definitely in the heart of what's now called Kaka'ako. You've got Waimano Street on the Maupo portion. The two different parcels are split by Waihau Street, and then Queen Street is here. All in all, together I believe it's about 0.9 acres, or about a quarter acre for each of the four lots that is there. So as far as the historic preservation review process, you know, this is the entirety of Howard Hughes' 60 acres that they own. It will be a private development that's on private land, so it falls under 6042 HAR 13284, private development of private lands. There's no federal involvement that would involve Section 106. It's a condition of the Ward Master Plan that for these types of developments in their properties, Howard Hughes does an archaeological inventory survey plan as well as AAS for these things as appropriate. So we're consulting to do that. The consultation right now is particularly related to this archaeological inventory survey plan, talking about the sensitivity of the area, what an appropriate testing strategy is, and that's kind of what I want to lay out for you folks. The project description right now is quite fluid. It may be that they want to do kind of more of the same. It's light industrial now. They may just want to make it two-story light industrial buildings. It could be more substantial with mid-rise, like 100 feet or less, residential buildings. It's still being worked out at this time, but Howard Hughes wants to kind of get ahead of the historic preservation review process by having this done as soon as possible. Ground disturbance will likely be fairly extensive. There'll be a foundation need for probably potholes and pile caps and that sort of thing. If it was light industrial, there might be a mat footing, but that's, we have to prepare ourselves for the worst, which would be a more extensive foundation. So ground disturbance would include putting the foundation, or current demolition of existing structures, putting the new foundation in, new utilities, maybe some landscaping, that sort of thing. So pretty typical for a Kaka'ako. Again, 0.92 acres, the TMKs involved are 22, 65, 93, and 94, each about a quarter of an acre, you can see here. In terms of the soils in the vicinity, it's all fill land. We know from all our work in that area that this was a relatively low area with kind of higher land. There's some sand berm deposits, there's low-lying marshy deposits, all of it covered over post 1914 or so by these thick fill deposits of crushed coral and whatnot. We can expect to find more of that there. So starting to a review of history, we start with this 1817 map, Kotzebue map. It shows us here in this area, salt pans in the vicinity, trails coming through the area, fish ponds in the area. We have a later map from 1825, a Malden map. It shows it right smack in the middle of some fish ponds. We don't believe that is true based on subsequent maps. Again, these early stages, the maps are relatively schematic. They kind of just put features in as representative. We can move up to 1855, La Pace map. Again, a little more detail. We've got marshes and fish ponds is what it's labeled here in French. Kind of typifies the whole area with being kind of ponds and probably salt pans with some scattered habitation, which would be these little small rectangles. We get much more detailed when we get to this 1883 Honolulu map, you would see this grid work of salt pans that's immediately outside the project area. That was the Kakaako salt work, which was quite busy at the time. You've got this long feature here. That's the pond that was part of the old plantation where the Neil Blaisdell is today. A colorized version of this 1880s map showing the land commission awards in the vicinity. And the blue represent water features or ponds. The yellow represents salt works, and the orange represents habitation, areas where habitation is expected. You can see we're outside of any particular land commission awards, but there were a number in the vicinity that this area was definitely being used at the time of the Mahale and subsequently probably much earlier. Interestingly, we do have a water feature that comes right down through the project areas. That's probably the Awai we've talked about before that drained from the old plantation, the Blaisdell, the springs that are there came through this area. It looks like it comes right through the current project area. If you look at the tax map now, there is a definite easement that runs right along the diamond head side of both parcels. That's probably the channelized remnants of that. So we know from our work in Howard Hughes lands in this area that there is the channelized remnants.
And it's going to re-emerge.
They talked about skylighting it or daylighting it. Right. Not sure that's going to happen. It's one of the ideas they're talking about.
Right now.
Okay. Pretty interesting.
How is the structure compared to the one by Tustela? How is the structure of that Awai compared to the structure of the one by Tusitala?
Was
it similar? Is it similar?
No, this is definitely concrete box. It looks like a storm drain. It was channelized probably in 1930 or something like that.
Thanks.
Just more historic maps from U.S. Army here. We're up to 1919. This is a little early. This is 1857, just showing the kind of land use that's going on in the vicinity as Honolulu expands towards Waikiki as land use goes up. This 1927 era photograph is useful. There's what it looks like at regular scale. Here it is blown up. Again, we have Waimanu Street, Kwaihau Street, and Queen Street here already in place by 1927. The Awai looks like it's still kind of curving right through here, more like the LCA map that we saw. So it probably did go through the project area and was re-channelized along here at a later date. You don't really see any structures in the project area itself, but there are definitely structures all around it. More development here, we do have this the 1933 map does have one structure in the project area footprint there. 1939 era photograph, again, very little development in the project area itself. It doesn't look like the Awai is still there. Maybe it's been channelized. Based on our record, the Awai was channelized up by about 1930, so that's probably correct. It's now been put into a storm drain feature. Looks like one, maybe two structures there, but those could just be large trees. Lots of development in the city. These are Sanborn fire insurance maps. This is 1950, number of structures in the vicinity. Interestingly, it has a fish cake referenced here. They're building, they're making fish cake in this area. We've got a lumber yard, and this is an office, and these are various types of things. This is a dwelling here. So lots of mixed use in this area. We know during the 1950s, Kakaako was known for its real mixed use of habitation, light industrial, that sort of thing. So very fitting. We have this era photograph from 1970 here. This is a 1962. Again, development is encroaching in on the project area. We have warehouse type structures in the project footprint, very similar to what it is now, if not the exact same structures in 1970. In terms of previous archaeological work, these very colorful figures that I show you, on this side we have the different projects that have been done in the vicinity. The project area we're talking about now are these two red blobs in the center. This shows the various historic properties that have been found previously. So no work in this immediate vicinity, although lots of work on the Howard Hughes property, so a little bit Mackay. Lots of archaeological inventory surveys, literally hundreds of test trenches have been done through that area. AIS trenches were done here as part of earlier development, and there were no significant finds there. In terms of historic properties, you can see the red, the yellow triangles, red triangles, all representing previous burial finds. Across the diamond head of Queen Street, there is a significant like a cemetery deposit there, which is an Howard Hughes property that we preserved in place. We know about 26 burials that are in that area there. You can see this yellow line coming down through here. That's the channelized Owai, as far as we know, showing up here. So that's where we are now. We're working on a testing strategy. We'll have a meeting with a recognized cultural descendants that Howard Hughes typically works with. That includes the Kateras Ohana, the Keala Norman Ohana, as well as some other people who've come forward. We'll provide them with that testing strategy. Based on the acreage of being a little less than 1 acre, we're probably thinking along the terms of maybe 10 to 15 test trenches in that area. A lot depends on actually getting on the ground and seeing where we can test. And we'll focus on trying to see if that NREMS, the Owai, are still there and get an idea of what the sediments are like. If we have a sand deposit here or that low-lying area, that sort of thing. But that will all be run past the cultural descendants. We'll have that put into the ASP, and that will go to SHP for approval. Once we get the ASP approved, let's do the actual field work, and if there's any Mikapuna found or any of those issues, we come back to you folks. Any questions about that?
The amount you know?
Minor question, but on one of your earlier slides, it implied that you're doing this study today, as you have done on all the other projects, as part of the overall approval for their master plan.
You know, the master plan, I guess it was, there was a lawsuit about their master plan back in 2008, as part of the settlement of that was they would do an ASP and do an AIS for these types of developments.
For all the projects.
Yes.
And that's why we've been seeing it.
Right. So it just sets this mind. Typically these projects would definitely have to do an AIS anyway. It just sets these out as they have to do an AISP first. That's the real change.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Questions? Okay, mahalo, Matt. Yeah, you owe it to you again.
Sorry, you guys, you're stuck.
That's
in
okay.
Floor.
Moving on to Howard Hughes Corporations. Owyhee Street Improvements, Owyhee Street Promenade Project, phases 1 and 2. Kamake'e Street to Ward Avenue, Kaka'ako Honolulu, Apupua'a Honolulu, Kona District, O'ahu Neiti, MK Platts, Kahi, Lua, Kolu, Ole Ole Kahi portion, and Ole Ole Lua. Aloha again for discussion and information.
Aloha, Matt McDermott, Cultural Survey. We're going to talk about this Owyhee Street Improvements Project, the Owyhee Street Promenade. We're talking about Howard Hughes's in their main development area in Kaka'ako. This is basically from Kamake'e Street all the way a little bit Eva of Ward Street along Owyhee Street. So these are developments that will be a combination within city streets and also within the margins of the streets that are privately owned by Howard Hughes in the sidewalks in their areas. It's basically a project to beautify and make the whole Owyhee Street area more pedestrian friendly, get more conducive for people coming by, shopping, you know, more of a neighborhood type experience. So again, with this, we're preparing a literature review field inspection for the SHP review. We want to just have them review the evidence. In this particular instance that they go through, there's been a huge amount of archaeological inventory survey done throughout this area. As I'll go through the figures, just lining this area along both sides, there have already been literally hundreds of test trenches already done. So in this case, we were making an argument they don't need to do an archaeological inventory survey within the streets itself, just because that is just such a bother. We know so much about this area from past AISs, past data recovery projects, and I'll go through that now. So this is the area we're talking about. Here's on a USGS. This is Kamake'e Street on the Diamond Head side. This is Ward towards the Eva side. It does extend a little bit past Ward on what is Pohukaina Street. The streets involved are Pohukaina, Ward, Alamoana has reached that. Owyhee Street, a little bit of Kamake'e Street here. Again, Ward, Pohukaina, Owyhee Street, and then a little bit on Kamake'e Street here. I don't have a real detailed idea what this would look like. We'll meet with the cultural descendants to go over this again. By then, I'll have some figures from what this will look like. But you can imagine, basically, they're constricting the street to less lanes of traffic, making it a wider sidewalk, more vegetation, areas for people to sit, cafes, that sort of thing. That's what they're looking to do. It's going to be divided into two different project areas. Phase one is here in blue. Phase two is in red. As far as the acreage, I believe that this is about 2 acres. About 2 acres, and this is about 3 acres of what's going to be done. This is the Worth Theater. It's just for your orientation there. In terms of the project itself, we're on this central portion here of Howard Hughes' 60 acres. It's kind of a combination in this case. It's on private property. It's privately funded. It is somewhat on private property, but it's also on city streets. So it's a combination of 68 and 6042, as well as 13275 and 284. No federal involvement to be involved with this. I think a lot of the important aspect of this is actually raising the streets because of, you know, the climate change and that sort of thing. So a lot of it will be actually additive and not digging. There will, of course, be a lot of digging for trees and lots of new utility installations, but a lot of it is going to be additive. Phase one, 3 acres, 2 acres for phase two. Again, phase one in blue, red is phase two. They'll start with phase one, but they want to do the historic preservation review for both phases. They can just roll from one to the other.
Are they realigning the street?
A little bit here. You can see that there's a little bit here. What it used to be, it's a sharp corner now. They're going to cut through this area here, which is, this is where the Sports Authority used to be. There's now a Starbucks there. That's but this whole thing was part of one of our very detailed AISs. So any of this construction through here is there, that's already been tested by
and
AIS.
Ward Warehouse was down.
Yes, it's all Ward Warehouse here. This is the current parking garage, which is still there now.
Yeah, right there.
In terms of the stratigraphy or what we can expect, it's all in that fill land. Again, we can expect to have lots of fill deposited here. And there's been archaeological inventory surveys along both sides and monitoring in the project area previously. Just lots of fill throughout this area. In terms of the background, we start with this 1817 Kotzebue map. It shows us right on the coast. Again, kind of schematic, but does have the salt pans in the vicinity and the Awai coming down from Malka from the Blaisdells, what becomes the Old Plantation. 1825 Malden map. Again, fish ponds in the vicinity, fairly rudimentary map, but showing the type of land use we can expect from this relatively low-lying environment. 1855 La Paz map. Again, we're in that kind of marshes and fish ponds, limited habitation in the vicinity, a couple of structures that look like they are within the project area potentially. By the time we get to this 1883 Baldwin map, you see that clearly the EBA portion of the project area is right in that grid of salt pans. That's exactly what we expect. And based on the AIS results from that area, we know there are salt pans, remnants beneath the fill deposits there. Land use in the area. So again, blue is land commission awards that are associated with water or fish ponds. Yellow is for salt making, and the orange is for habitation. So it does show us in the EBA portion here that land commission awards that specifically mention salt making as land use in the area. This side we can see there are a couple of habitations in the vicinity, but it doesn't look like there's anything except potentially right there, one habitation within the project footprint. And this is 1897 map. Moving in time, 1910, we're in that Kukuluayo area that was the Land Commission Award to the American Board of Foreign Missions, but not allowed development in this area. At this time, it's all part of the Ward Estate, again, this being the whole plantation here. 1927 aerial photograph. Again, lots of development along the area that's EVA of Ward Avenue in here. Not much development in the project footprint itself. These areas were still probably pretty low. Alamoana Beach Park doesn't exist, and these areas have not been filled in yet with that dredge material. You can see the Awai that does come down, draining from the old plantation area here into Koala Basin here. You can still discern it on the map right there. This is 1939-1941. You can see there was a track from the Malka of the area here, and again, not much development in the vicinity. at this time, a little bit along Palmwater Boulevard here. Late in 1962, we have development starting, lots of warehouses here. There's a little warehouse in the Charlie's just took down not too long ago for their development. 1970, again, lots of warehouses here. Mackay, we have the, I don't believe in 1970 the Ward Warehouse is there, so this is all pre-Ward Warehouse. I think that was built in 1972. I mentioned all the archaeology has been done. In red is showing the actual project area that we're talking about. All these other hatch areas represent archaeological inventory surveys or monitoring programs that have been done. There was a monitoring program here for the theaters in about 2000. There were no significant finds during the monitoring for all of that. This represents the Block I archaeological inventory survey. 88 test trenches, lots of stuff was found, but nothing in this immediate vicinity. It did confirm that there were salt pan deposits in that area. The Block H archaeological inventory survey currently under SHPD review. It's, you know, lots of test trenches in this facility did confirm there were salt pan deposits, but no even people know what found. Again, AIS is all throughout these areas here, all the way down Block C, Block B, sorry, B East, B West, C West. This archaeological inventory survey here. This doesn't show up as an archaeological inventory survey. It's under SHP review here. Again, this has all been done, archaeological inventory survey, but it's under SHP review. Oh no, sorry, it hasn't been under SHP review. We haven't finished it yet. Lots of testing in this area. So again, we know a great deal about this whole area. Part of this Block C West that was done, we had to do monitoring out in Oahe Street. So very detailed records of the work that was done. In terms of the types of archaeological deposits that were found, again, we have lots of salt pan remnants. That's the main of this yellow that you see here. The blue represents foundation elements that are put in place post-fill. So that's lots of foundations, lots of footings for buildings, that sort of thing, typical for these areas. You can see the Ivi Kupuna that were found, small fragment here, another small fragment here, another small fragment here, small fragment here. There's been barrel treatment for all these things, and that's been implemented. We get into Block I, Malco of the area. There are still intact individuals. Those have all been preserved in place. But again, there's been testing throughout these areas here, so we have a good idea that there's, we know a lot about that area. So next steps, we'll reach out to the group of recognized cultural descendants that have been, that we've been thankful enough to have been continuing to consult with Howard Hughes Corporation. We go through this PowerPoint presentation, get them an model, consult with SHP, prepare a literature review and field inspection, and if we're appropriate, we'll implement a monitoring program during the phase one and phase two ground disturbance. Any questions? I appreciate your patience. I know it's a lot of information to throw at you in my droning voice. Yes.
So what exactly is the additive, and where is that additive coming from that you're talking about? This fill you're talking about?
That's a great question. I'm not really sure where it would come from. I believe they'll probably contract with either bring it from other housing projects that are ongoing or have to bring it in from somewhere else.
Would that stuff be checked before it's used? No?
I'm not sure, you know.
That's my question.
Yeah. You raise a good point, okay. But it's something I could bring back to Howard Hughes. That's a concern.
Yeah. Mahalo. Hey, Mami Nawa'i?
Oh.
So
we have a
question from Keala.
Hi Matt. Yeah. So did I hear you say that there is not going to be much excavation in that roadway area that is going to be mostly the fill?
I think there will be a lot of excavation. They'll have to move some utilities, so that, but I think it's not as much as like say doing a building over that entire footprint. They're not like putting a foundation. Mm-hmm. There will be a lot of stuff added to it. And I think because they're adding sediment, they may not have to put the utilities down quite so into the natural sediment quite so low. But again, I don't have the details right now. But that'll be something we discuss with the culture sediment.
Okay. Yeah. So we can discuss in the meeting and possible test trenches.
If that's the way you feel right now, yeah. Okay. Again, we just know a great deal about it, and we'd rather not go into that because the chances of us finding the few barrels that might be there at this point with the testing strategy are just really slight at this point.
Yeah.
You know, we already know so much.
I I hear what you're saying, but you know, at the A'ali'i project, we found Ibi Kupuna on the berm of, and at the surface of the salt pan. So, you know, that's why.
Yeah, it's always a concern.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
But I will try to get more detailed information about exactly what the ground disturbance will be before that meeting.
Okay.
Anyone else? Okay, just one. Thank you, that's all. Mahalo, mahalo.
Thank you.
So thank you, Matt.
Thank you for your presentation. Thank you for patience.
So recognizing Kumuhina back as chair and bringing back all uselessly now. Aloha.
Mahalo.